No, this is an absolute disgrace. Donegal County Council is there to serve the community. We found out now that our motor tax offices are only going to be open a Tuesday and a Thursday right across the whole county. You need to look at Donegal as one of the most economically and socially deprived community or counties within the whole 26 counties. And Donegal County Council, in their wisdom, decided to reduce a very much needed and important service. If you look at, I suppose, from the tip of Malin Head right into Glen Colum Kill, Shaka Ballyshannon, and right around into West Donegal and all in between, up as far as Manit, are quite remote areas that don't all have internet service. Donegal County Council are saying that it's roughly about 90% of people are using the internet to book their car tax or to pay their car tax. Look, we have to look at why that is. That is because our offices have been closed for a very, very long time due to COVID. I believe strongly that the people, well, especially the communities that I represent, which are generally rural areas, want the service to be available 5 days a week. I think that it's wrong to suggest that this is the preferred option of the people, considering that the vast majority of them struggle with internet and broadband service throughout the county. So this isn't good enough. We've seen through the years our post offices closing. We're having situations where some of our schools have closed. There are other schools right across the whole county, for example, like Duhurry, unfortunately have small populations. We have had banks closed. We have people scattered to the four corners of the earth due to economic policy of governments. And now we, in our wisdom, Donegal County Council, have decided to reduce a very important service.
But surely from the council's perspective, as you mentioned, that it does appear to be the preferred option. I know people didn't have a choice but to use online services, but surely it can be argued that it makes more sense to have the service go online, and it would be effectively easier for people to access it that way instead of heading down in their cars to the office.
I totally disagree with the fact that this is the preferred option. It was forced upon the community to have to do it through the internet. We've seen neighbours knocking on doors, asking maybe loved ones and friends and neighbours to go online and do their car tax for them. People handing over their own personal private information to maybe family members or neighbours, which prefer to do these things themselves. No, so this idea that this is the preferred option is nonsense.